Okay, how are you doing, guys? Actually, I'm not doing well, and all Sri Lankans are not doing well because of the bomb blast that took place here in Sri Lanka. So, as you probably know, a wave of suicide bomb blasts had taken place in major churches and three high-end hotels, killing nearly 400 people, and hundreds more people have been injured. So, as one nation, we cannot actually tolerate that, because that was not something we had expected before, especially after the civil war that had been in Sri Lanka for nearly 30 years. And we ended it with the leadership of great personalities in 2009, and we never knew that something would like this happen, and we never expected this. So such a great time these people spent, and they enjoyed the life really, and not to mention few crises happened in between among civilians and politicians, but nothing special actually happened during that period of time. People enjoyed the reconciliation and peace very, very gratefully, and until this 21st of the 21st of Sunday, 21st Sunday on the Easter Sunday, a wave of suicide bombs attacked those places, and so the police have made arrangements to arrest nearly 80 people who are responsible for the attack, and they believe that this is a work of ISIS organization that is based in Israel. So, but whatever we say, what has happened is happened. We cannot just undo what is done. So, what we can do is we have to gather around and work as one nation, and we cannot do anything else. And I really thank the government for stopping the social media from functioning, because that could be the worst place to spread all the false information into people. And even around 2:30 p.m. Sri Lankan police captured a place where they could find nearly 40 swords which were made in Sri Lanka using iron and wood. But later today I saw a small post created by an admin here in Sri Lanka. The photo that I saw on the post was completely different from the photo that I saw on the news, because the according to the real swords, they were made with iron and wood, but the photo that I saw later indicated some really great looking iron, swords that could have been used in Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movie creating. So that could be the main reason why the government has decided to stop the all the social media from functioning, and that is a great thing. But even though they have done that, still the people are going to social media using the VPN and different kind of modes. But still, the majority of people believe that they are not functioning, and they think that as soon as the social media pages come to life, they wanna share so many things. But as one nation, we cannot resist this. We cannot just let it pass, because we have lost nearly 400 great souls from our country. We cannot just resist it. This is the high time to stand as one nation and face this, because we have once eliminated the terrorism fully, but we have to face the terrorism once again. But I don't really think that this is going to be prevailing in our country for long, because what has happened is happened. It's not going to happen. So the police and all the forces are working their best to capture all the all the suspects and all the